on the line. Pam, hi.
Hi.
Hi, so glad that you could be with us. Tell us what your situation was before you went to see Dan and what motivated you to go see him.
Well, I was working out regularly. I had a trainer. I was seeing three times a week, and I would do cardio not only after I saw him, but two more times during the week. And without fail, I would put on a pound to 2 pounds a week.
So, even though you were working out?
Right. And he had me eating pretty healthy to begin with, and neither him nor I could figure out what was going on. So my sister, in fact, got a little perturbed, and she called Dr. Watts and set up the appointment and told me to be there.
Terrific. And Dan, what did you find?
Yeah, so pretty much just what we're saying about the patients that we've seen today. Everything was going great. She's eating well. She was exercising well. She was actually doing well. Most of her labs looked great, but a lot of her hormones were out of balance, mostly thyroid and some female hormones. So we were able to take a blood test and find out what metabolism was off and get her back on the right track there.
Oh, terrific. And Pam, how long was it once you had that diagnosis? How long was it before you really felt that you were in balance again?
It probably took about a month. I think in the first month, I took off 20 pounds.
Holy cow. That's pretty good. Yeah. And did you make any dramatic changes in your weight loss program or your working out or your food or anything?
The only thing I ate pretty healthy because that's what my trainer had me on, but I was eating an English muffin with my egg whites in the morning. Yeah, he told me no more English muffin. And pretty much, that was pretty much the only thing I changed. Everything else, I was eating chicken and vegetables and, you know, maybe a steak once a month or something. But other than that, it was no bread, no rice, no pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, I'm not a huge bread person except for my English muffin, so I didn't really have to make a whole lot of drastic changes, and I stayed on the same workout plan, but everything else just came into place.
And how are you feeling today?
I feel great. My general practitioner doctor lowered my blood pressure medicine to as low as it could go.
Wonderful. Well,
yeah,
well that's fantastic.
He was very impressed. He couldn't believe it the last time I saw him.
Well, I'm so glad that you're doing very well. And Dan, is this a typical situation? Do you see this kind of thing happen a lot where it's just something small and then you get it back in balance and everything goes well?
I wish it was always just one little English muffin, but I don't know. Sometimes it's a little bit more than that. Pam was, she was a patient that was doing everything right, like we said, eating right and doing right. And when we got her hormones back in balance, I think her metabolism picked back up and she was able to enjoy, you know, a more robust metabolism. Think about when you're younger, you know, you're 20 years old or something. And I think, Pam, you lost, how much weight did you lose?
At one point I had lost 75, but I did a lot of traveling last
75?
Last year, yes.
75. Well, congratulations. I'm so happy to hear about that. Wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And is there anything that you have to maintain in order to keep this off and to keep your metabolism healthy?
The one thing I have a problem with is I'm supposed to eat four times a day, as his nurse Rachel always tells me. I sometimes forget. You're supposed to keep eating little small meals like they always tell you. The hard thing for me was I was being told I wasn't eating enough to keep up with what I was working out. So that was kind of hindering me. But other than that, I enjoy what I'm doing, the food, I love what I eat. I make it all myself. It's none of these fad diets like they have out there, because once you stop and start eating right, you're going to put your weight back on, which I was prone to prior to this. So just making your own food, eating right, and getting some exercise in is what's going to work. And it works fine for me, and I enjoy doing it.
Well, thank you so much, Pam Jones, for coming on the program and sharing your success with us, and continued good health to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Good to hear from you.
Okay. So, Dan, you've given us a lot of case histories, and we've just heard from Pam, and all of these things are adding up to the same thing. No matter what is out of whack, if you get everything in balance and the metabolism can work the way it is supposed to work,
right,
then you can successfully get to the right
weight. Yeah, you don't need these 500-calorie restrictive diets. They're not even good for you. Mm-hmm. You might lose weight, but you're just not going to feel good. You're going to stay hungry. You're going to, you know, look like you got, you know, something wrong with you. By the time you get down, get wrinkled and droopy face, you know, why not get into an anabolic weight loss program like we have, where you get the hormones balanced, you get your body more robust, you eat good, you exercise, and you feel fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to come on the program again and tell us exactly what's involved. I mean, you've been giving us great insight into what goes wrong.
Right.
But I want you to come back, please, and tell us, give us a step-by-step. What do you need to do?
What we do. Yeah, yeah. I'd love to do that.
And if anyone is interested in coming to see you to find out for themselves, how can we get a hold of you?
Okay. You can call at my office on Clark Road. 926-4905, or reach me through my website, TheRenewalPoint,